CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Betsy, what are you doing? I asked you to put on your ballet costume and come downstairs so I can see if it fits.
I am.
Well, you're certainly taking your own sweet time about it. Now, hurry up. Honestly, I'm so busy anyhow making all the headdresses for the Spring Bazaar with both that and your dance recital on Saturday. I'm nearly going wild. Well, finally. Come here, dear. Come here. Now, I have to sew the ribbons on your new toe shoes, too.
Points, Mommy. Don't call them toe shoes. They're points.
Oh, my point. Stand still. Now, let me see. Yes. Turn around. Let me see. Yes, I think the woman fitted it just right. How does it feel?
All right, I guess.
Well, what do you mean, you guess, honey? I mean, is it comfortable? Can you move in it all right? Are the straps on your shoulders too tight? Can you lift your arms all right?
I guess so.
Well, it's a lovely costume. You look like pink sugar sun candy. Ballet costumes are so lovely anyhow. Honestly, isn't it beautiful? Don't you just love it?
Mm-hmm. I guess so.
Really, I tell you, if I had had something like this when I was your age. You children are all so blasé nowadays.
Well, it's scratchy.
Oh, scratchy.
It is, and it itches.
Well, where? I asked you how it felt, dear. Where is it scratching?
I don't know. Under my arms. It's too tight or something.
If I don't tie the ribbons over your shoulders tight enough, they'll slip down your arms. Let me feel. Here, lift your arm up. Oh, I don't think that's scratching. There's nothing under here to scratch. Nothing in the
body.
Well,
it does.
Oh.
It feels awful.
Oh, baby. Now, wait a minute. There's some sequins that maybe... Well, I may be doing it. I'll try to fix
it. Can I take it off now?
No, dear. I want you to leave it on and go through your dance. You haven't practiced at all. Here, you have your dress rehearsal tonight.
Who's going to take me?
Your father. I'm busy making headdresses for the Spring Bazaar. Now, get the Waltz of the Flowers record out and go through your dance.
You haven't sewed the ribbons on my shoes yet. They won't stay on.
Oh, well, get them and the ribbons while I get pink thread and needle. Sometimes I wonder if this is all worth it. You'll probably grow up to be a construction engineer.
What do you mean?
Nothing, darling. Let's hurry now so you can practice. Hi, dear. Did you see Betsy outside when you drove up?
Oh, yeah. Hi. Golly, she looks cute in that pink ballet costume.
Well, she isn't going to look cute very long if she gets it dirty. I asked her please to sit still while I sewed the ribbons on her new toe shoes, a point. Instead, she gallivants all over.
Well, darling, you're not so old you can't remember when you were little. And if you recall, it's just impossible to just plain sit still.
Yes, I guess so. If someone should do anyhow, I don't want her getting it dirty. We've got to have an early dinner. I hope you haven't forgotten you're taking her to her dress rehearsal tonight. Now...
Dress rehearsal? Me? What?
For her dance recital. You said you'd take her.
Darling, I'm teasing. I remember I'm taking her.
Oh, don't do that to me, honey. I am just wild.
It seems to me you've been just wild for the past 2 weeks.
I honestly don't remember having such a frantic 2 weeks since final exams at college, really. I between the piano recital and the...
Yeah, well, look, that's over.
I know, but between that and the dance recital coming up and all this business of making 300 cute headdresses for my booth at the Spring Bazaar...
Well, we've got all the Indians done, 60 of them. I staple feathers on those cardboard bands last night until I was doing it in my sleep.
Oh, bet.
Didn't you get the pirates done today?
Done? No. What are you talking about?
Well, you've certainly been working. The living room's a mess.
I had 36 yards of red cambric material. First, I had to cut each yard off, and then cut each yard in two diagonally to make two pirate headscarves. Betsy, will you get in here, please?
She's just out there talking to Bobby.
I know, but I wanted
to... You certainly made good use of that pen I fenced in for Brown.
Oh,
huh?
Yes.
For the dog.
Wonderful. Yeah. Bobby was so underfoot, I just moved his sandbox in there with the dog. He can't get out. He has loads of room to run around, and he and the dog play for hours, and I can keep an eye on him.
Yeah,
you know,
very
nice. Betsy! Really, would you please get your daughter in here and make her go through her dance at least once she hasn't practiced all week? Get her started while I peel potatoes. You two have to leave here by 6:25. Miss Comer said dress rehearsal starts promptly at 7. And if she says it does, believe me,
it does. All right, golly, I'll be glad when this week is over. Betsy, now get in here and practice your dance.
Honestly, I wondered why it was so quiet in here. And there you sit reading the paper.
Oh, is there a new law against it that I haven't heard about?
I asked her to make Betsy go through her dance, dear.
Well, she said she had to have music. She's looking for the record.
Well, can't you help her look? I had to get dinner started. And
look, I don't know what to look for.
Waltz of the Flowers.
Oh, well, I didn't know.
Oh, you can't tell me you haven't known Betsy was in the Waltz of the Flowers ballet.
I don't know. I guess, I heard you mention it, but...
Mention it, really, dear? I do think you should take more interest in what Betsy does.
Sometimes I think you take enough for both of us.
What do you mean by that?
Nothing, believe me.
I don't know where the record is. It isn't in Daddy's den. I looked all through the pile of records in the cupboard.
When did you last have it?
I don't know.
Well, you don't know is right. If you would practice every day and put the record in a special place, then you'd know where it is. Now go upstairs and look in your room. Look on the... never mind. I'll go. It's just easy. Get your toe slippers on now and hurry up.
Now, don't make a face like that, young lady. You just do as your mother says.
Well, gee, she always wants me to practice. I know my dance.
Look, even the greatest ballerinas have to practice hours and hours every day.
Then I'm not going to be one. I'm going to be a nurse anyhow.
Well, all right, you can be what you want to be, but you want to take dancing, so you do what your mother and your teacher tell you. What's that? What are you putting in your shoes?
Lambswool, so when you get on your toes, it doesn't hurt.
Oh, I see. Well, you're teaching Daddy a few things. Yeah, and I must say you make a very pretty ballet dancer, even if you aren't going to be one. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing your dress rehearsal tonight. Now, tell me, do you dance alone?
Oh, no, Daddy, but you'll be able to see me because I lead my group out from stage right.
Stage right?
Uh-huh. There's four of us, Karen and Linda and Adrian. I lead them. And we come running out and make a circle, touching hands. Then point our toes and bend forward like this. This is pour de gras. Then bend way back like a flower unfolding.
Oh, watch your back now. Oh, hey, that's very nice, yes.
I found the record. Here, put it on, will you? I want to get the card of admission. You'll need to get into the stage door entrance tonight. Tuck the ribbons of your shoes in, Betsy. I'll move the chair so you have more room to dance.
And don't forget, Mommy, Miss Coleman said you should put makeup on me and do my hair the way I'll be wearing it Saturday.
Oh, yes, I forgot. Then we should have undone your ponytail and curled your hair, Betsy.
Don't worry, I'll just brush it out. It'll look fine because I have that pink flower headband anyhow.
Oh, yes, that's right. Are you ready? Yes, we are, dear. So put on the music. Oh, my dear.
Oh, boy. She looks like a picture, doesn't she?
Yes, darling. Just move that table back so she has a little more room.
Isn't she cute?
Darling. Mm-hmm. And listen, be sure you have paper and pencil with you tonight so you can take notes.
Yeah, notes on what?
Well, any instructions we have for the recital itself on Saturday, which we'll have to rush to after the bazaar. Ah. Very nice, Betsy.
Yeah.
Don't watch your feet. Keep your head up. Point your toe, dear. Point it more. Watch your hands. Remember what Miss Comer said. Your hands are just as important as your feet in ballet. They must be just as graceful. Keep your legs straight. Get up higher on your toes, dear. Put your heel forward. Heel forward, you pussy.
Let her dance, will you? What are you, Pavlova or something?
I know when she's not doing it right. Keep your legs straight, Betsy, now. In fact, both legs straight when you're doing an arabesque.
My legs were straight.
You were bending your left knee. Now,
I was not.
Yes, you were.
Anyhow, I don't care. I'm not going to be a dancer anyhow. And I'm not even going to that old recital.
Betsy, now you come back to
Charlie.
What is the matter with her?
What is the matter with her? What's the matter with you? Why don't you just leave her alone and let her dance? You were at her every second.
She can't be told anything. She wants nothing but praise. If you criticize her the least bit, she gets furious, and I think she should do it right.
Let the teacher tell her, then. In fact, it's a credit to the teacher that Betsy can dance at all, the way you mothers interfere. Now, look, I'm sorry, but I don't blame Betsy one bit. I couldn't do anything either if somebody criticized every move I make. I mean, Betsy got her toe slippers in December, if I recall, and already you expect her to be another Markova. Look, I'm sure that teacher doesn't expect it. And I'll tell you something else. Something is burning. Something's burning.
Oh, the potatoes. Boiled dry. I can't do anything right today.
Yeah, well, we'll have a little talk about that later tonight.
Mm-hmm.
everybody had such pretty costumes. Uh-huh. And there was an orchestra.
Oh.
And we danced on this big stage. And afterwards, we went out front and watched the other numbers. And the dances were just wonderful, weren't they, Dad?
Yes, sir. I must say, it all looked very professional.
Mm.
We didn't stay for all the dress rehearsal. Mm-hmm. I thought Betsy ought to get to bed at school tomorrow.
Yes, I think so, too. Well, I'm glad everything went well. And I am sorry, Betsy, if I was a little cross with you this afternoon.
Oh, that's all right, Mommy. I think you were just worried, but I didn't forget anything. I danced all right, didn't I, Daddy?
Oh, I should say you did very well. You did indeed.
Well, I've been thinking as I worked all evening on these bizarre things. And if you don't want to take dancing next year, dear,
what?
I mean...
Heck, yes! I'm going to be in junior ballet next year. I'll be in the Thursday afternoon class. Well, what I mean is... I'm sorry I was cross, too, Mommy. I think we were all nervous.
Yes, we were, dear. Nervous. You go on up and get undressed and brush your teeth, and then we'll come up and tuck you in and say goodnight. Run along, honey.
We were all nervous.
Yes, nervous, yes.
Oh, well, I'll tell you one thing, she did fine.
Did she?
Yes, and for your information, I managed to have a word with a teacher, and she said that Betsy was doing unusually well.
She is?
She made an excellent start on the... points, which apparently is what you call those toe shoes.
Yes, points. Betsy's always correcting me.
And furthermore, Betsy has an excellent sense of music, and her arm and hand movements are unusually graceful.
No.
And in general, that if she continued to do as well as she's been doing, that Betsy could be a lovely dancer.
Oh. Well, I guess I was wrong.
No, I was wrong. Miss Comer also added that credit for Betsy's progress should also be given to Betsy's mother, who obviously had taken time to help her daughter practice between lessons.
She didn't say that.
She did.
She did not.
That
she
is exactly
did.
What she said.
Oh,
I told her. I told her I bawled you out for interfering, and she laughed, and she said she couldn't accomplish all she did with the children if she didn't have mothers as her assistants. So, I hereby apologize. I was wrong.
No, in a way, you were right, dear. I should help more, you know, without criticizing
anyhow, I
so
took
much.
Some notes. I took some notes, as you said. Mm-hmm. Now, then, the recital starts promptly at 8 o'clock. Performers should be there at 7 for makeup. All toe slippers should be... points should be tied securely, loose ends all tucked in. Mothers should check costumes so straps don't come loose. After their numbers... performers, yes, they must not appear in costume, you know, in the audience, except for the beginners in the Peter Rabbit numbers. All right,
do you think we're going to survive this week? Yeah.
All flowers or ribbon headpieces should be fastened with several bobby pins.
Yes, yes. All right. What time are you...
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunch.
This was an original old radio broadcast, presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hawkins speaking.